Going fishing is a beloved summer pastime for many Californians, but the state just issued new guidelines for eating fish from many of California's lakes and rivers. In short, they say be careful. In particular, children and women between 18 and 45 should avoid eating bass, carp, and some brown trout because of dangerously high levels of methylmercury. Mercury contamination is especially high throughout Northern California, and it's also a concern right here in the San Francisco Bay. Every year, hundreds of fishermen from Marin to Martinez try their luck on the public fishing piers off San Francisco's Embarcadero. Some are hobbyists, but in a tight economy, many more are catching meals for their families. And that means that mercury and other toxins could be finding their way onto a greater number of dinner plates. About a year and a half ago, reporter Julia Scott met some of those fishermen. Here's her story.
It's crab season in California, and commercial fishermen can't unload their catches fast enough to satisfy the crowds filling Fisherman's Wharf. But out on the public piers behind the Embarcadero, away from the big boats, you'll find a different breed of fishermen. They set out their poles, unroll their lines, add some bait, and wait quietly for dinner to arrive. These are subsistence fishermen, men like Mr. Chen, who prefers a pier near the end of the ferry building. He didn't want his first name used. Mr. Chen's fished here for a few years, and since 2008 or so, when the economy tanked, he's had plenty of company.
I've been here a long time. The fish have been dwindling.
Community outreach workers say a growing number of people, often poor Asians and African Americans, are dining out at the piers. More people fishing means there are fewer fish to go around, which makes the ones Mr. Chen can catch all the more precious.
I just learned how to fish. If I catch anything, it's smelt.
It's an enticing prospect. Aspiring fishermen on local shores can expect salmon, croaker, sturgeon, even the occasional rock crab, all for free. But there's a big trade-off.
Some of the fish that live in San Francisco Bay have mercury in them.
Margie Gassell works for the State Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment.
Actually, most fish have mercury in them, and certain kinds of fish have lots of mercury in them.
Gassell's worried that mercury, PCBs, and other industrial chemicals could make fishermen like Mr. Chen sick, and that they won't know until they're very sick.
People aren't going to get obviously sick after eating fish, but the contaminants can build up in their bodies and can cause harm.
The metals' effects on adults aren't well known, but mercury poisoning can cause serious disabilities in newborns. And that's why pregnant women are supposed to stay away from fish. So when they realized how high mercury levels were in fish from the bay, Gassell's agency considered outlawing fishing altogether. Ultimately, they decided to issue a new fish advisory that put some fish off limits to some people. For example, children and women between the ages of 18 and 45 should never eat surf perch, striped bass, sharks, or sturgeon from the bay. Men should keep it to no more than one serving per week.
Yeah, people talk. People always talk. Heavy metal pollution, right? Radiation pollution?
To fishermen like Mr. Chen, mercury poisoning is an abstract concept compared with hunger. Chen says he's not really focusing on it.
There's a lot of pollution out there, but I can't worry about everything.
And it's like, we just get fish as fish, food as food. You know, you get what you get. If you're hungry, you eat it. How can you say, you know, rationalize it or, like, you know, proportion the fish or the consumption?
That's from Mari Safan. She works with APA Family Support Services, a collection of community groups that does health and crisis intervention with Asian and Pacific Islander families.
When you go fishing, you bring a fish home, you cook the food. You don't cook the food for different members of the family. And you don't say, okay, here, you only get this little portion. And because you're only five and you're a girl.
Safan says the fish warnings often miss the mark with families, if they hear them at all. Many fishers don't speak English, and some are illiterate.
Hi, Jennifer.
That's why the California Department of Public Health hired APA Family Support Services and three other agencies to reach out to these fishermen. Over the next 6 months, They'll translate the fish advisory pamphlet into several languages, including Cambodian, Samoan, and Korean. They'll spend time on the piers, finding out what kind of fish people are catching and whom they're eating it with. A survey taken in 2001 found that most fishermen earn less than $20,000 a year, and that 1 in 10 was eating unsafe amounts of fish. Officials have never measured how many subsistence fishermen are out on the bay, but Gesell says they're in the thousands.
To date, I don't think anybody has really figured out how to find subsistence fishers. We just kind of know or have a sense that there are people who rely a lot on fish for food.
Safon says what they've learned so far suggests finances trump health concerns every time.
You know, why do a fish versus, you know, let's say a cup of noodle? A cup of noodle will probably feed one person barely for one meal, but a fish can feed three or four person in a family and can even, you know, you can even use like every part of the fish.
Safon herself is familiar with this quandary. Her family's from Laos, and they fish too. So what happens when they bring fish home from the bay that she knows she shouldn't eat?
I don't decline, actually. So, I don't know, it's a family pressure, cultural pressure, or, you know, because it looks really good. So when they prepare, they catch the fish, they prepare it, you know, of course I'm going to eat it.
Some Asian families tell Safon they can't understand why they shouldn't feed their children fish. She knows just what they're going through.
I have a 3-year-old daughter, you know, as long as the bones are out and it's safe to eat in that aspect, then, you know, we eat it. I do feel that dilemma as far as, you know, do I not give my daughter this food even though I learned about this advisory?
It's an issue fishing families will have to contend with for years to come, and one that health officials will continue to watch. In San Francisco, I'm Julia Scott for Cross Currents.